Welcome to the Call of a Leader conference call, hosted by Dave Johnson.
Well, let's see. I think we're probably about ready to get started here. I've got a real treat here, I guess, that I'd like to share with you.
It's great to be with you today, and I want to talk about, for just a few minutes, a quality or virtue that should occupy our minds, each and every one of us, as one that is most important to the development of our characters. It has been said that man's chief concern in life should not be the acquiring of gold or of fame, or of material possessions. It should not be the development of physical prowess, nor of intellectual strength. But his or her aim, the highest in life, should be the development of a strong and noble character. Now I have here in my pocket a silver dollar that goes back, dated to 1978, and on one side it says, "In God we trust." It seems to me the very foundation of our strong and wonderful society, at the heart of all great communities and businesses, and most importantly, perhaps, at the center of every strong family and personal relationship, is this wonderful virtue of trust. If we want each of these environments, the communities, societies, relationships, and businesses, to thrive and to prosper and to blossom and flourish, we need to foster and develop this incredible virtue of trust. Someone once told me, in fact not that long ago, that it is a greater compliment to be trusted than it is to be loved. Of course it's wonderful if we can be both trusted and loved, but it seems to me that when we start to prioritize certain qualities in ourselves or in others, that trust seems to climb to the very top of the ladder. So I want to talk today, just very briefly, on what are some of the essential ingredients in that quality of trust. How can we develop that? How can we build on that in order for us to really become an asset in our relationships and in our business endeavors and to our society in general? I think the first part in developing trust is in developing our character. And this goes back, of course, to that first quote that I referred to. Martin Luther, who was a great champion for religious freedom many, many years ago, said that I cannot and I will not recant. He says, "For it is neither safe nor expedient to act against conscience. Here I take my stand," he said, "as a diet of worms. I cannot do otherwise, so help me God." It seems to me that those that have a strong and noble character both teach and champion truth, but then they live in harmony with their convictions, and they do not act against conscience. So, that's an important part. In order to establish a strong character, we need to develop a strong character. At the same time, in order to develop trust, we need to improve our capacity. We should make a sustained and determined effort to increase our capacity over time. We should strive to improve our technical capacity in order to be breadwinners. We should strive to improve our capacity as parents and teachers. And we should improve our capacity as informed citizens. When we do this, what we see is other people will in fact trust us in proportion to our capacity. The more capable we are, the more we will be trusted. Again, the third and final point I want to emphasize is, one, we want to have strong character, two, we want to have great capacity, but third, we want to have strong spiritual or moral capacity also. I think this is really, really important, that we invest in our moral character or our moral capital in order for people to be able to truly trust us. Our moral or spiritual capital is something that we can trust in, that it is an asset that we can rely on, especially in times of need. How do we develop a strong spiritual capital or reserve? We do so by making an investment in studying good books, an investment in service to others, an investment in unconditional, unselfish love for other people, and of course an investment in being wise leaders and being more submissive to the truth versus being submissive to perhaps what is popular or convenient. We should make a concerted investment in doubling our performance in every responsibility that we have. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that applying the wisdom we have learned through daily practice over time will ensure we improve our character, our capacity, and our moral strength. The result of such an endeavor will be that we are someone that people can trust to get the job done, to do what is right, and to stay the course. I would like to invite all of us today to be men and women that are trustworthy. Let this be a virtue that is deep and strongly embedded in our character, because this virtue is a virtue that builds a strong society, it secures a home of happiness and prosperity, and of course, the quality of our life, as we have said many times, is proportionate to the quality of our emotions. As we build our character, we build an environment where our emotions can flourish in a confident and healthy and happy way. And trust lies at the bedrock of that strong character, and of course, at the foundation of our happiness. So, I want all of us, and invite all of us, to explore that quality in our life, look what we can do different, and make a daily and concerted effort to do a little better. Thank you very much for listening on this very, very important subject of trust, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hey, what do you think? Well, we got a good leader here. I think we ought to go for it.
Thanks, Dave.